Well, I guess it'd be about time to get this warmed up and going. Now, how be this get to working again?
Press the button.
Which button?
Not that one.
Not this one. That one.
No. Your other left.
This other one? Which one are you talking about?
I meant the right. No, that big red one.
The other red button.
Not the big, happy, shiny one.
You mean the one I just pushed?
Yeah, for crying out loud. You don't know what you're doing.
I know perfectly well what I'm doing.
Snap that button off. For crying out loud. You just sit here on your patootie. You play with your buttons. I go make coffee.
You do that, but don't slam the door. Well, here it be. The final days, our final minutes, the final moments of summer. The summer of 2025. Had to think about that for a moment. Aye, sometimes life be getting away from ye. And it's also the beginning of fall, which for some people says it's the beginning of the scary season. Other people just say it's time for the pumpkin and the spice to be coming out and everything nice and cool days and bloody blah blah blah. Well, I don't entirely go into all that for myself, but I do know there's many a thing to be happening. This is when things go bump in the night, the days get shorter, and the work seems to be getting all the harder. And that's just all the things that's around here. But it's a good and wonderful time of year. Actually, most every time you're above ground, be a good and wonderful time of year. And I just want to say, we had some strange technical difficulties for last week's show. We put it all together and had this wonderful thing about Star Trek. I had to stop and ponder myself there. Before, I had to think, this be a Star Wars, Star Trek, or Star Somethings. Well, it'd be Star Trek. And it got, well, we've tracked certain issues down. And I won't be saying who might have been behind the, I don't know if you'd be saying it, the destruction of the show, but things just didn't go quite right. There seemed to be a transporter issue. And I don't even know how she broke the laws of physics with that one, but I do know this. It made more sense than the meal she was trying to make up. Some kind of an Orion and Klingon dish. It was spectacularly, I would say foul, but I don't know if there'd be a bird in there or not. But it had special resonant tones that it ran for its life. That's all I can be saying. At least that's how it'd be looking. It made for a strange evening last week. And it's also supposed to be God, Wife Appreciation Day. We'll leave it at that, sir. But what we can do is at least appreciate a wee little bit of Star Trek, since the last of it went boldly on a voyage where no man is yet gone. I can't fathom that woman sometimes. I can't fathom that woman at times. But welcome back, mateys. Welcome back. And I hope you're in for a good and helpful, healthy helping of whatever it is that we be serving up. Now, let us go with some deep, ponderous thoughts. Ponderous thoughts from Leonard Nimoy's Spock thoughts. As we ponder upon fall, summer, and all things in between.
Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially, do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy.
So his actions are illogical and swift, and damn it, Bones is a doctor, not a forklift. Check this out, y'all. Sulu War Factor 2, check up in a hurry. Armor senior bridge crew. Don't play me like a punk, like a tribble or a Klingon. Scotty's on the ship so that he can help me beam on. I'm telling all the Romulans and aliens to listen to these soliloquies.
What?
Now I'm making lots of movies. Search for Spock on the floor, he's stepping. But I can't dance like a Genesis weapon. Back to the TV show, I don't know the reason why a 5-year mission only lasted 3 seasons.
Whoa!
For goodness sakes, the rating's high. I'm off.
You off?
NBC, ya. Bye.
Can we rock? What's up, Spock? Can we rock? What's up, Spock? Can we rock? What's up, Spock? Can we rock? What's up, Spock?
I got the show back on the air.
You what?
I did, except this is a newer version for Next Generation kids. I'm on the Starship ENTRPRISE with the number NTC1701D. It's 100 years later, it's a 1,000-man crew. It's a good thing for me, my staff knows what to do. Hey, Wesley Crusher is now older and he's wiser. Down in engineering, Geordi is my technical advisor. I go see Deanna, she's a shrink and a psycha. When it comes to Troy, all the boys, they will like her. Especially my number one, Commander Riker. A beard like a stud and a bot like Formica. Dr. Crusher is a humanitarian, and Klingon War says,
I am not a merry man.
Who is the captain in your neighborhood?
I guess that would be me, can't you see? I'm chilling in the center seat, cause I
am Jean-Luc Picard.
And if you think that I'm the cutest, then you're one of the Borkers. I drink my Earl Grey and it's lemon
meringue.
I'm making more profits than any
Ferengi.
Chilling on the holodeck, I'm calling off Serene. And we're to Tasha Yar, heading for the big screen. I'm Deep Space Nine and chilling with dining. Making lots of whoopee while my bald head is shining. And I got the world's best Android calculator name.
Data!
His body's bionic, his brain's positronic. Compared to Mr. Data, Albert Einstein's moronic. I'm the big bad baldy of the whole Federation. I'll rock you from here to Far Point Station.
Can we rock? What's up, Riker? Can we rock? What's up, Riker? Can we rock? What's up, Riker? Can we rock? What's up, right now?
Oh, rip in the wormhole. Oh, oh, no. Relax and you'll be fine here on Deep Space Nine. Big Jor is free and sneering like Kira. She's ordering more than the average Bajoran. Quark is too quick. He's slick like Crisco. Fortunately, I am old Ben Sisko. I got a shapeshifter named Odo at my side. He'll kick Quark's butt all over the promenade. Chief Miles O'Brien, his expertise flies the new Defiant. And Adventure Doc Bashir will be in it with an old man deck. You know she's a trill a minute. I got my son Jake. He's hanging with Nog, a shrimpy little troll like Kermit the Frog. I got more class than Cardassians, and I cannot be the one to go out like Gull Dukat. Then Holland 911 sits Wolf 359, and it's so scary, rotten berry. Word to Kyle Paka, can I rock?
What's up, Pork? Can we rock? What's up, Pork? Can we rock? What's up, Pork? Can we rock? What's up, Pork?
I'm the ruler, the master, the universe blaster. I'll take the Enterprise to the edge of disaster. In other words, you better start begging, you humans, because I'm Q from the Q continuum. Forget John and Benji, I'm the man. When it comes to power, I just wave my hand. I turn John Luke Picard into a doggy, and then he will be barking into his Captain Floggy. Forget those other guys, they're not important. Captain Jim and John and Benji, Q's omnipotent. Damn, I gotta scram, because you win, Mon Capitaine. But I will not promise never to appear again.
What's up, Q? Can we rock? What's up, Fork? Can we rock? What's up, Rifle? Can we rock? What's up, Spock?
Peace, live long and prosper. We're out of here. See ya!
That there be the great Lukeski with What Up, Spock. Kicking it up after we, shall we say, started out nice and simple and easy. Now, let's not go too easy on ye, Valtar, but let's keep it sciency. So let's go where, well, I guess you might say, everyone's gone before, but just not like he did. Bone cages, I always feel like I'm going to quantum leap.
We'll be right back. I got thrown out of a bar in New York City. Now, when I say I got thrown out of a bar, I don't mean somebody asked me to leave and we walked to the door together and I said, bye, everybody, I gotta go. 6 bouncers hurled me out of a nightclub like I was a Frisbee. Those big old bouncers that go home every night, watch Roadhouse and beat off. You know what I'm talking about? Patrick Swayze's hitting another guy. For wearing a hat. I walk into a bar with a hat on. This guy, real pissy, goes, "Tuck off the hat." I'm like, "What's the deal?" He goes, "I'll tell you what the deal is. Faggots in this area wear hats. We're trying to keep them out of a club." I'm like, "Oh, really? The only way we can tell down in Texas is if they have their hair cut like yours." And he got all pissed. But he walked away, and like an hour later, I'd been drinking and I forgot. You ever forget? Happened to me. I put the hat back on. The guy comes over to me. Now, I'm between 6'1 and 6'6, depending on which convenience store I'm leaving. I weigh 235 pounds. This guy comes over to me, poking me in the shoulder with 2 fingers, says, "You're out of here." I'm like, "I don't think so, f***er." And I was wrong. They hurled my ass. And then they squared off with me in the parking lot, and I backed down from the fight because I don't know how many of them it would have taken to whip my ass. But I knew how many they were going to use. That's a handy little piece of information to have right there. Overkill. Well, they called the police because we broke a chair on the way out the door, and I refused to pay for it. I refused to pay for it because we broke it over my thigh. The cop showed up, and at that point, I had the right to remain silent, but I didn't have the ability. Cop says, "Mr. White, you are being charged with drunk in public." I was like, hey. I was drunk in a bar. They threw me into public. I don't want to be drunk in public. I want to be drunk in a bar, which is perfectly legal. Arrest them. Well, he didn't arrest them. Instead, he made me do a field sobriety test where you stand on one foot, raise the other foot 6 inches off the ground, and count to 30. I made it to woo. Is that going to be close enough? Well, it wasn't close enough, so they call in for my arrest record. There's some good news. Satellites are linking up in outer space. Computer banks at NASA are kicking on. There's a telegraph in Deer Park going beep, 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 beep. Shorthand. Beep. Now, I told you that story to tell you this story. When I was 17 years old, I was arrested for being drunk in public. Seemed to be a pattern. If you knew Morse code, you'd already know that. We get it. And one DWI, which was a bogus charge because it turns out they were stopping every vehicle traveling down that particular sidewalk, and that's... Hell, that's profiling, isn't it? And profiling is wrong. on the drunken public charge in Deer Park. The arresting officer, who I had literally known all my life. You know what I mean? This guy lived four doors down from me in a town of less than 3,000 people at the time we've met. He takes me to jail, and when we get there, he asks me if I have any aliases. I was just being a smart ass. Said, yeah, they call me Tater Salad. Seventeen years later in New York City, I'm handcuffed on a bench with blood coming out of my nose, and this cop goes, are you Ron Tater Salad? What? You caught me. You caught the tater. You can take down those roadblocks now. I call my son Tater Tot. Thanks for playing along. I hope you enjoyed it. You guys are a great crowd. Thank you.
There's a moral to that story. That would be Ron White with Tater Salad. The moral to that story is, if you ever get arrested for doing something ridiculous, like driving backwards on a sidewalk on a Sunday after getting lots of ice cream, don't be asking questions. If something like that ever happens, be sure to give them a story that will come back. And it might haunt you or make things at least amusing years later. Be the tater. Now, we'll be cutting the commercial. And as I always say, we start out the vintage commercial. And we go to the actual sponsors. But we have some, a little special. One of the regular listeners sent me this one. And they said, hi, Captain. You be liking a root beer. And I say, hi. I love myself a good root beer. A nice tall mug of it. And he said, well, here's just a thing for ye. So, because it was Star Trek, and I was supposed to be playing last week, so I had to, since who knows where that's gone to, I decided to regenerate it. And like a dilithium crystal. And bring it back for this week. And who knows when the other one will ever return. It's long stories, but it's root beer with Quark and Garak from DS9. And then it goes straight into the vintage commercials. And it tells you why the old captain likes root beer so much.
I want you to try something for me. Take a sip of this.
What is it?
A human drink. It's called root beer.
I don't know.
Come on. Aren't you just a little bit curious? What do you think?
It's vile.
I know. It's so bubbly and cloying and happy.
Just like the Federation.
But you know what's really frightening? If you drink enough of it, you begin to like it.
It's insidious.
Just like the Federation.
Do you think they'll be able to save us?
I hope so.
Come on, let's go!
Jenny, what are you doing with your root beer?
That's how you hold a frosty mug of A&W.
But that's not a frosty mug.
It sure tastes like one.
A&W Root Beer's got that frosty mug taste. A&W Root Beer's got that frosty mug taste. A&W Root Beer's got that frosty mug taste.
Look, sidekick, a shop just for heroes.
No, it's a comic book shop and it's for everyone.
Not possible. See, it's even right in the name. Heroes. So that means you'll need to stay out here whilst I go shopping.
It's Heroes, your mom threw out comic shop, and it's for everyone, including sidekicks.
Oh, sure.
Hey guys, you know, the little guy is right.
It's all about the love of comics, and not whether you can fly or not. But, by the way, I do love the cape.
Gee, thanks.
So Heroes Comic Shop is located at 130 West 14th Street in Elmira Heights, New York. We're open Wednesday through Saturday. You can check us out at momthroughout.com.
Oh, look! They have Archie Comics!
Heroes Comics, for every kind of hero.
I like what they said about the Rootbeer. Insidious. And that's what it be. It creeps in and it works around and makes you feel good and sticky inside. Now, hear me something. Quite honestly, I got misplaced in the stacks. So I didn't get played last week. So, it didn't get beamed away. But, so you have an opportunity to enjoy it. And this is one I really wanted to hear. But with all the craziness that's been going on, I forgot. It's sudden death. With Star Trek Life. Give yourself another cup of root beer while I take and listen to these.
I'm driving a car that looks like a Klingon bird of prey. I know the exchange rate to convert dollars to Latinum. You know my type, the perfect compliment for when we dine is blood wine. People think I'm out of my Vulcan mind. Oh well, we're all my homies with the rubber ears and fake hair. It may seem highly illogical, I don't care. I love to build a replica of Quarks. We don't dare get upset by all the snide remarks and funny stares. I put on a Starfleet uniform and strutted. Uh-huh, I put on some makeup so my face was rutted. Uh-huh, I grabbed a bat lithanic like a hothead. I met Marina Sirtis and greeted her like Butthead.
Hi, baby.
You know I'd love to take her out someday, but the rules of acquisition say she'd have to pay.
It's Star Trek Life for us. It's Star Trek Life for us. That if you stop,
belly hangs out of the t-shirt that I've had since 1983, all faded and stained. We live at conventions, spending my entire pension. I took a pill that made my blood turn green. I prefer that. I go to bed wishing that I wake up on a 5-year mission. I had a vision of Gowron, said I have no honor and I'll never get on a girl or two, but I'll lose my virginity if it's the last thing I do. I want all those cool toys, from the Klingon knives to the phaser transporters, holodecks, and warp drives. And it'd be great to let 7 of 9 assimilate me. Wait, but a tribble wouldn't date me. Got a phaser for remote control, deflector dish for my cereal bowl. Lost my keys in a wormhole. My license plate reads NCC-1701D. I only wish it could go warp 3.
It's Star Trek Life for us. It's Star Trek Life for us.
Today to have a very special guest in our room.
All right. My bathroom is a ghetto.
His name is Mr. Stadenko. And Mr. Stadenko is a narcotics officer. That's better, class.
Hey, Billy.
Now, Billy, where are you going?
I gotta go to the can, sister. I'll be right back.
You sit down, Billy.
Hey, no. Hey, I gotta go
you
to the can.
You sit down, Billy, and whatever you have in your mouth, swallow it immediately.
Oh, hey, thanks a lot, sister.
Don't look in his locker, man. Hey, Billy, here, swallow these too, man.
Now, class, I know that all you boys and girls here at Our Lady of 115th Street are too young to have any dealings with any of these dangerous drugs. But, as St. Dominic always said, O fili mi boni belli, Dominus forbiscum beni selling all his dominoes.
Who said that, man?
And with that, I want you to give Mr. Stadenko your undivided attention. Mr. Stadenko.
Thank you very much, Your Grace. And good afternoon, boys and girls. Thank you for inviting me into your classroom today. Now I have in front of me a green leafy substance which I am going to light. Now I wonder, could one of you boys and girls guess what this substance might be?
Acapulco gold.
No, it's Michoacan, man. Michoacan.
Homegrown.
No, it's Michoacan, man.
Well, that's very good, class. My sister, they do seem rather well informed.
Oh, they are, Mr. Stadenko. They are. Why, just last week I gave out 15 holy cards.
Well, that's great, sister. Okay, class. Now, as you know, this drug in front of me is what they call marijuana, or as it's known in the hippie world.
That's pot, man.
Pot, that's right.
Joint.
Joint.
Reefer, man.
Yes, reefer.
Yeah.
yes, but we don't call it that. We have other words for it. Now, contrary to popular belief, kids, and let me level with you. This stuff can give you brain damage.
What about the other tests?
Make no mistake about that.
What about the other
tests? It can. I know they've had other tests where they say it doesn't harm you, but
sure.
Believe me, kids, this stuff is dangerous
sure.
to fool with.
Don't look dangerous
and
to me,
remember,
man.
Only dopes use dope. Now,
heavy.
Class, are there any questions? Yes, the young fellow in the front row with the orange and purple shirt. You have a question?
Yeah. Hey, who cuts your hair?
Right on, man.
Class! Class! Now settle down, class! Now that wasn't very funny. Now settle down and give Mr. Stadenko your undivided attention. Mr. Stadenko.
Thank you, sister. Now, are there any more questions?
Yeah, man, I got a question.
You in the vest, is it?
Yeah.
You have a question, do you?
Yeah, man.
About the drug.
Yeah, about the drug thing. Hey, man, like I was watching TV the other day, man, and like they said, like if you knew some guy that was pushing like the drugs, man, and then you could call a telephone number and you could get a reward if you turn him in. Is that still on, man?
That's a very good question, son, and I'm glad that you brought it up. I was going to get to that. Yes, boys and girls, there is a program in which you can participate. Now, we are offering a reward for the pusher. Now, if there's anybody here has any information about a drug pusher, be it your brother, or maybe your mother and dad, if you give us your name, we will give you a reward for turning in the drug pusher.
Hey, man, how much is the reward, man?
Well, actually, son, I'm not, I can't disclose the amount. It depends on how much drugs are confiscated.
Well, then, but you have to tell the guy's name first, huh?
That's right.
Oh. Hey, well, I want to turn in Billy, man.
Hey, what are you talking about, man?
Hey, man, you saw me that man wouldn't get a fly high.
Hey, I
want to
cream
man.
You, man.
Well,
you're
come
a,
on.
You're a stoolie, you puke.
Well, come on, man. You saw me that stuff, man.
The other day,
man, it's nothing but oregano, man.
Oregano.
I took it home and I was selling it to my brothers and sisters, man. They wouldn't even get off on it, man.
Well, if it's oregano, you beaner, you can use it in your soup.
Oh, yeah, who's that beaner? Come on, man.
You're
you
want to
cha-cha? Let's get down,
yeah,
man.
On. I'll meet you outside, man.
I don't need to go outside. Come on, let's
go
right
now, man.
Come on, get right here. We'll put your money where your mouth is, man.
Well, come on, man.
Well, take that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, take... Come here, you puke. Quit running. Come on, get out of there.
Class!
Quit hiding behind the safety, you puke. Come on, man.
Class! Now, you boys, stop that fighting. Class, settle down. Class! Mr. Sedenko, help me.
It's all right, sister. I'll tell you what. I'll go call the police.
How things have changed, and they all stay the same. What I be meaning by that, though? Well, that be Cheech and Chong with Sergeant Stadenko, and the attitudes. I mean, you hear the attitudes about marijuana then, and marijuana now, they got a slightly different attitude. But back then, cigarettes were quite acceptable. Now the marijuana is becoming acceptable. And the cigarettes, they're the things that everybody wants to go after you for. And with that, let us roll right on over to Tex Williams. Smoke, smoke, smoke.
Now, I'm a feller with a heart of gold, with the ways of a gentleman, I've been told. The kind of a feller that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, the guy that invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Now, it ain't cause that I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon they hinder your health. I've smoked them all my life, and I ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same at a petting party or a poker game. Everything's gotta stop while they have that cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette. Now in a game of chance the other night, old Dame Fortune was doing me right. The kings and the queens, they just kept on coming around. Then I got a full and I bet it high, but my bluff didn't work on a certain guy. He just kept on a-raising and a-laying the money down. Now he'd raise me and I'd raise him. I sweated blood, I got a sink or swim. He finally called and then didn't raise the bet. I said, "Ace is full, pal, how about you?" And he said, "Well, I'll tell you in just a minute or two, but right now I just gotta have a cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette." The other night I had a date with the cutest little girl in the 48 states, a high-bred uptown fancy little date. Now she said she loved me, and it seemed to me that things were just about like they ought to be. So hand in hand we strolled down Lover's Lane. She was oh so far from a chunk of ice, and our smooching party was going real nice. So help me Hannah, I think I'd have been there yet. But I give her a kiss and a little squeeze, and she said, "Tex, excuse me please, but I just gotta have another cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette."
There was an old farmer who lived by a rock. He sat in the meadow, was shaking his fist at some boys who were down by the creek.
their feet in the water, their hands on their marbles and playthings. And in days of yore, there came a young lady. She looked like a pretty young creature. She sat on the grass, she pulled up her dresses and showed us her ruffles and laces. And white puppy that whack, she said she was learning a new way to bring up her children and learn them to knit. While the boys in the barnyard were shoveling refuse and litter from yesterday's hunt, while the girl in the meadow was rubbing her eyes at the fellows, as girls sometimes do, to make it quite clear that she wanted to go for a nice pleasant stroll on the grass, then hurry back home for a nice piece of ice cream and cake that's good 3 layers tall. And after dessert, she was ready to go for another walk down by the dock with any young man with a sizable roll of 100s in a big bulge up front. If he'd ask politely, she'd show him her little pet dog who was subject to fits. And maybe she'd let him grab hold of her small tender hands with a movement so quick. And she'd bend on over and suck on his soda so sweetly till she finished it. Then pull down her panties to rub on her hip that she bruised when she ran down the halls, 'cause he tried to force her to lick on his candy so tasty made of butterscotch. And then he spread whipped cream all over her cookies that she had been baking all night. If you think this is dirty, you're f***ing well right.
Ha ha! There be Bert and McDonald with the world's dirtiest song. I'm not sure that Linda Gladner would entirely agree with that, but we'll go with it as it be. We'll be cutting a commercial back momentarily. It'll be time to go grab another mug of root beer.
Here comes Heyer's root beer, still caffeine-free with luscious taste and a foamy trace.
Heyer's great taste is a luscious, creamy, great taste.
Supreme!
And that's just as plain as the foam on your face.
Our true root beer taste is always leaving its trace. Heyer's great taste is a luscious, creamy, great taste. And that's just as plain
as the foam on his face. Give me some.
Hold your tongue.
Nearly 300 years ago, on a moonless fall night, a woman was accused of being a witch and executed for her alleged crimes. With her last breath, she placed a curse upon the village of Coldbrook Creek, and to this day, her words echo throughout the hollow that once was.
All who enter shall be rooted to this place, and none
the Coldbrook curse lives again at Bradley Farms. Walk the cursed village of Coldbrook Creek, where shadows move and a dead cannot rest. Or take aim in the upper hollow at the undead shootout. Open Friday and Saturday nights in October from dusk until 10 p.m. at Bradley Farms, 1543 Maple Avenue, Elmira. For more details, visit coldbrookcurse.com. Pay to get in.
Pray to get out.
Well, I know that it's soon to be the first day of fall. I say that might be not yesterday, but tomorrow. Or would that only be the partial day, the full day? But fall be just two spits away from being here. And I decided to look in me stack of stuff and find something fall-like. Well, I don't have much in fall. I guess there's not much that humorous or funny for fall. But I do have The Fall of Christopher Robin. Current 93 HOH. And let's see what they have to say for themselves.
Thank you.
Christopher Robin is saying his prayers, but no one is up there. Nobody cares. Christopher Robin, he prays to the Lord for the starving young children, for the old and the cold. Christopher Robin, he falls to his knees, wailing and crying, alone in the night. Christopher Robin, his face wet with tears, I'm praying to Jesus, I hope that he hears. Christopher Robin, he does what he's told. Christopher's a darling, his heart glistens like gold. Christopher Robin, his soul is confused, good and evil start to struggle, but virtue loses. Christopher Robin, face to face with a foe, all over the world, he sees evil win, and so Christopher has a secret, one that he mustn't tell. He's drawn up a contract with the devil in hell. Christopher was greedy, Christopher was bad, he sold his soul to Satan, boy will he be sad. Christopher Robin has a familiar. Christopher had a vision, into that abyss he saw. Christopher Robin never wanted to die. The devil promised him sweeties, but the devil lied. Christopher Robin, his face wet with tears, I'm praying to Jesus, I do hope that he hears. Christopher Robin, he does what he's told. Christopher is a darling, his heart glistens like gold. Poor Christopher Robin, whose soul is confused, good and evil start to struggle, but virtue loses. Christopher Robin is face to face with a foe, all over the world, he sees evil in his soul. Christopher's on a journey, he shall not return. In life he liked praying, now he's gonna burn. Christopher Robin, he falls down the stairs, his nightshirt ripped open, his flesh torn and bare. Christopher Robin is confined to his bed, locked up in the darkness, alone till he's dead. Satan is patient, he's always got time. Now Christopher's a patient, as he in hospital lies. Christopher Robin, his face is wet with tears, I'm praying to Jesus, I hope that he hears. Christopher Robin did what he was told. Christopher was a darling, his heart glistened like gold. Poor Christopher Robin, his soul is too confused, good and evil start to struggle, but virtue loses. Christopher Robin, face to face with a foe, all over the world, he sees evil win, and so each tale has a message, we all must agree. All children who start praying will burn in eternity. Each tale has a message, oh, we must agree. All children who start praying will burn in eternity. Christopher Robin, what a life. Never thought it would come to this. He called on Bruce, he called on Bruce. Dungeons and Dragons were his only joy. Christopher Robin, what did you get into? And where will you go? In hell, burning and playing in a lake of fire with all those other sinners. Fingers burnt, Christopher Robin, and there will not be another time.
that there be Theo Morricone with Adam's Family theme, the metal version. I thought that my co-fell would have fallen Christopher Robin, and as we're getting closer to Halloweeny season, and fall in the whole nine or seven, a whole bunch of yards worth of info, sir. It just seemed appropriate. Now let us turn our sights onto Mitch Hedberg, the reason we can't find Bigfoot. The most ponderous of questions we have, well, except for Elvis. Elvis is another big question we have out there. We have so many questions.
All right, some Canadian television exposure, finally. I gotta find out when this airs, so when I come into the country, I can be ready for the adulation. Hey, I've been on the David Letterman show twice. Anyone see me? Hey, I'll be damned. Like 4 million people watch that show, and I don't know where the hell they are. But that's my favorite introduction I've ever had. You might have seen this next comedian on the David Letterman show. But I believe more people have seen me at the store. And that would be a better introduction. You might have seen this next comedian at the store. And people would say, hell yes, I have. I opened up a yogurt, and underneath the lid it said, please try again. They were having a contest I was unaware of, but I thought I might have opened the yogurt wrong. Or maybe Yoplait was trying to inspire me. Come on, Mitch, don't give up. Please try again. A message of inspiration from your friends at Yoplait. Fruit on the bottom, hope on top. I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to too. I like to play blackjack. I'm not addicted to gambling. I'm addicted to sitting in a semi-circle. My friend is a blackjack dealer. And on his forearm, he has a tattoo of an ace and a jack. You see, I'm a blackjack player. On my forearm, I'm going to get a tattoo of a 10 and a 2. And then maybe later, a king. I think Bigfoot is blurry. That's the problem. It's not the photographer's fault. Bigfoot is blurry, and that's extra scary to me because there's a large out-of-focus monster roaming the countryside. One time a guy handed me a picture of me, said, here's a picture of me when I was younger. Every picture is of you when you were younger. Ain't that about time someone said that? I think Pringle's initial intention was to make tennis balls. But on the day that the rubber was supposed to show up, a big truckload of potatoes arrived. And Pringle said, what the hell? Cut them up.
Our clothes, they laugh at our hair.
Let there be the rapinos, with revenge of the nerds. Now let us see who... While I be talking about root beer, I was contacted with a poker face, and someone made a complaint. They say, why do you keep it talking about that filthy drink root beer? Why not something far more elegant and sophisticated, like a sweet and wonderful cup of coffee? Burnt bean juice is what I call it. But let's see what Professor Arnold Mental has to say on the subject with a cup of old brown joy. He's the final say in most everything. Except, I think it still should be root beer.
Love a cup. I would... Oh, gorgeous. Oh, that is gorgeous. Yeah. I need a cup of the brown stuff, the shade of an acorn, made warm by the same source that I take my cakes from. Using a teapot, a mug, or fine china, been hooked up to IVs, need constant supplies, and a drip for my urges might verge on perverted, perverted brown tea. I'm certain it's worth it. With Sherpas who work hers and use a fresh fountain, I've discerned brews from Peruvian mountains. I've slurped up a cup from an elephant's trunk, with a couple of monks who utterly stunk. I've had bourbons with sultans and creams with queens, and I've bathed in Earl Grey. I'm really that keen, and missionaries dismiss me for my single epiphany. The dip between him and me is a simple sip of British tea. So when times are hard and life is rough, you can stick the kettle on and find me a cup. Now when I say Earl Grey, you say yes please Earl Grey.
Yes please
Earl Grey.
Yes please.
When I say Assam, you say lovely Assam.
Lovely
Assam.
Lovely.
When I say ooh, you say ah. Ooh, ah. Ooh, ah. Ooh, ah. Ooh, we're gone.
Gorgeous.
Not wrong.
Yeah.
Been around the world in 80 brews to see the place it takes me to make a brew that tastes like the cream cakes made by angels do. I'm not the same as you, get shaky but aim to swing amazing fluids but don't make it the same. Now using fine leaves picked by pretty maidens in a bag knitted by a seamstress who lives in Copenhagen, brewed up in a pot made of semi-precious metal, let the blessed content settle in my very special kettle. Now when I say ooh, you say long. Ooh,
long.
Ooh,
long.
When I say herbal, you say no thanks. Herbal.
No thanks.
Herbal.
No thanks.
No. No, I want milk in it. Strong, though. I want to see that spoon stand up.
If you're tired of tea, then you're tired of blood.
I'm madder than a hatter, and it fires my mic. Liken me to Earl Grey, Assam, or ginger, Lapsang, Souchon, raise my pinky finger. Keep your sodding coffee in a proper cup of coffee pot and spot me lobbing teapot to your Ponzi rotten coffee shop. Coffee clocks nodding off, lost the plot, sodding off. Need some caffeine tannin and a Battenberg to top it off. Cut them off a different cloth, a different lot can take their beer on 80 cups a day. I haven't slept for 80 years. You could say I'm mad for tea, or just say I'm mad. Oh, you can't stay any longer. Oh, actually, I'm quite glad. All the more Battenberg for me. I can barely pour, my hands have got a bit shaky from caffeine. Oh, I love it though. I'd sell my own grandma for a cup. Well, I'd sell your grandma for a cup.
Well, when you get a haircut, you better go back home. When you get a haircut, get a barber you have known. Since you were a little bitty boy sitting in a booster chair, 'cause you might look like Larry Moe or Curly if a stranger cuts your hair. Oh Lord. Well, Butte, Montana, just passing through. One thing I just had to do, had to get a haircut, and I was worried for my hair. I had a feeling of impending doom the minute I stepped into that room, laid my eyes upon that barber chair. Oh yeah, it's a macho barber shop. Hair dryers mounted on a rifle rack. Wasn't no mirrors. Barber chair was a Peterbilt. Barber walked in, he is huge, 7 feet tall, 300 pounds of spring steel and rawhide. Wearing a hard hat, chewing a cigar, and had a t-shirt on that said, I hate musicians. Threw me in the chair, sneered, and said, what'll it be, pal? Now, a lot of people would be intimidated in a situation like this. I was not. I am what I am, play my piano, sing my little songs. I looked him right in the eye. I said, I'm a logger, just up in Coos Bay, Oregon. Been topping trees.
quite possibly the toughest man in the entire world. He said, all right. He gave me a haircut, and I walked out of there. My hair was gone. Make Kojak look like Bill Golden. Yeah, had a tremendous craving to operate heavy equipment. Now, you may think that that Butte, Montana haircut's the worst any man could ever get. Wrong. Well, a few months later, I was in L.A., trucking along on a smoggy day. Needed a haircut so bad I looked like Bozo the Clown. I was looking shaggy, not too good. I'd put it off as long as I could. Lord, I hate to get a haircut out of town. Well, I walked in, realized immediately that this guy was into punk rock. The walls were done in black leather. Had chains and whips and handcuffs hanging on him. Barber walked in, he had orange hair, black mascara, stainless steel teeth, black leather jacket with zinc studs. He threw me in the chair, hit me a couple of times, whap, whap, chained me down, threw a Nazi flag over me. Said, I'm gonna tell you something that might make you a little nervous. I laughed. I said, what could possibly make me nervous? He said, I'm gay. No problem. I'm not threatened in any way. I mean, I'm secured my manhood. Everything's cool. I am what I am. Play my little piano, sing my little song. I looked him right in the eye and said, I'm a logger. Played football in high school. I was in the Marine Corps. He said, all right, and he gave me a haircut. I walked out of there, friends, my hair was purple. Well, at least that mohawk section down the middle was purple. Had a white streak down one side. Other side looked like Mr. T. Had a couple safety pins in my cheeks. Felt a teeny bit conspicuous. Luckily, my next job was in San Francisco. Shoot, I got up there, I didn't even stand out at all. Wasn't even close. Those people thought I was an insurance salesman. Well, a few months later, I was way down south. Grits and gravy and a hush your mouth. My hair so long, I was starting to look like a man in drag. It was then that the sheriff came up and said, boy, you got too much hair on your head. You better get yourself a haircut or a dog tag. Well, when I stepped into the shop, I realized immediately that I was dealing with a born-again barber. Don't see too many barber shops with a steeple. Had an organ in the corner. Choir. An usher led me to the barber chair. Barber walked in, started saying grace. Oh, Lord, for these haircuts we are about to receive, may we be truly thankful, Dominus Possum, Pox Proboscis, Postmortem, Et Tu, Brute, Puella, Carborundum. He was sort of half Baptist, half Catholic. Kind of a Catholic. He started cutting my hair and preaching at the same time. I mean, he's a wild man. Scissors and razors are flying around my head. He's talking about liquor and wild women and music and sex and the evils of dancing and the music business in general. Then he looked down at me and he said, what do you do for a living? Now, I'm not ashamed of what I do for a living. Working bars and casinos, brown liquor and wild women. I just play my piano, sing my little songs. I looked him right in the eye and said, I run this church for loggers. When you get a haircut, be sure to go back home. When you get a haircut, get a barber you have known. Since you were a little bitty boy sitting in a booster chair, or you might look like Larry Moore, curly if a stranger cuts your hair. Oh yeah.
Ray Stevens, hair. The haircut song. Well, all good things must come to an end, and an end is what it shall be once he has done with it. It means the witching hour be more a pest upon us, and it means we have to not unleash the kraken, but we unleash the babushka. And she will tell us her wisdoms, and then sing us a tune. And, oh, dear Phoebe, you had your chance. You could have run, but now, here you be.
Hello, everybody's in podcast land. Sorry about accidentally hyper-transporting last week's show out toward Alpha Centauri, but you'll be happy to know we was able to redirect the transport beam back this way. The show will be back before you know it. The technician calculates it be back in about 597 years. Hardly a blink of the eye. God's eye, maybe. I sings now. Please help me, I's falling.
This be your tune about fall?
In love, Mitchell.
Whoever he be, he better run.
Close the door to temptation. Don't let me walk slow.
Aye, slam that door shut, my
Turn
friend.
Turn away from me, darling. I'm begging you to please help me, I's falling in love, Mitchell.
Oh, you poor soul.
I belongs to another.
Oh, Troy.
Whose arms has grown cold. But I promise forever to heaven to hold.
You said it was to death, though it's hard. Not forever.
I can never be free, dear. But when I'm with you, I know that I'm losing. The will to be true.
Ah, she be singing. How about the ice cream man?
Please help me, I's falling. And that would be sin.
That's why you add sprinkles and fudge to the top.
Close the door to temptation. Don't let me walk in.
Aye, she be meaning the freezer door. You
for hurt. I mustn't want you, but darling, I do. Please help me, I's falling in love, Mitchell.
Well, I do believe he's been tortured well enough. Good night.
So just chill till the next episode.